you have a strong performance, especially after what happened at Galway. Good result down there, and you come on here tonight. Tremendous effort, same bodies you spoke about. How do you summarise that at the end?
It's obviously extremely disappointing. The Tech conceding so late when they didn't really create, bar Liam Bird's one in the first half, they didn't really create another opportunity in the game. So we should see it out, if we're being honest. We should see the game out, but the players are giving absolutely everything at the minute, absolutely everything. And so I'm not going to sit here and criticise them, far from it. We had a long trip to Galway at the weekend, and we've recovered over the weekend. And we would like more of the ball. Shells had a bit more of the ball than what I would have liked, but we remained in control out of possession, and we looked a threat on the break. And as I said, we had one or two opportunities to go 2-0 in front, which would maybe kill the game, but it wasn't to be, and we got punished at the other end later on.
Yeah, does that make it even more frustrating that you never really sensed the Shelburne goal was coming? Brian doesn't make a save all night, and they score their only shot on target, really. That it's just one of them things can go against you. You talk about the fine margins in the game.
Aye, it's fine margins, absolutely. That's small details when you games of football. Especially at this level, when it's so competitive, it's the fine details that win you matches. And we just haven't sort of got the second, and then we've got punished for it at the other end. But as I said, the players are giving everything. It's the same bodies, and they're giving absolutely everything every game, and we'll keep going.
Paul McBallum was a very strong performer tonight. He scored a great goal. It was really manufactured from the Derry City press that forced Shelburne into a mistake. He takes his finish well. He has a volley in the first half. Great techniques. Unlucky at the post. Your thoughts on his display tonight?
Paul's been great, to be honest. We've played him on the left. We've played him on the right. We've played him as a 10. So he's been very, very good. He's had a number of assists since he came here. And he'd be the first to admit he would like to chip in with a couple of goals, and we're delighted that he's got a big goal for us here tonight, and hopefully that gives him the confidence to kick on. But he's been great here, and long may it continue.
Finally, Roy, it's no secret that centre midfielder has been stretched. Patchy and O'Reilly especially probably play a lot of minutes. The Owl back tonight, can we expect any more back before Friday's game against Bohemians?
We'll see how the week goes. People are closing in on a return, but we'll see how this week goes.